This is Bob Larson with your Market Line Report for Wednesday, May 8th. While the grain market remains bullish in the days before the next USDA report, from the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Scott Shelley.
We had a July corn gap that we filled technical. So I tell everybody, when you're really kind of getting nervous and the fundamentals aren't giving you any help, take a step back and look at things in a technical manner. And that really sometimes gives you a much better roadmap in a volatile time than anything else. So when we are not trading fundamentals and we're trading Sunday night tweets, a lot of times, again, these fundamentals help. I'd also want to make something interesting or clear slash interesting. The ag complex, a lot of things we trade agriculturally speaking, or commodities in general, are really taking the Chinese thing a little bit more seriously and are not as buoyed or in a good mood as the equity markets are. So the equity markets and the commodity markets are kind of disjointed here. It's a tale of two different cities. We'll see who's got it right, but the equities believe something's going to happen to the good and the U.S. economy is doing well, where if you look at the commodity prices, it's not so good.
Chicago May wheat prices closed yesterday up 2.5 at 431 and three quarters. May corn was up 2.25 at 358 and three quarters. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for May ended the day unchanged, ranging from 560 to 585. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for May were up 1, ranging from 564 to 589. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for May were up 7.5, ranging from 621 and 3 quarters to 626 and 3 quarters. Live cattle for June were down 2.5 cents at 112.40. May feeder cattle were up $1.27.5 to 137.52.5. And May Class 3 milk was down 3 cents at 1647.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.